generally, all three countries have benefited significantly from NAFTA, and there would be serious repercussions if NAFTA ever disappeared. Serious damage to the economy of all three countries.
Canadian Consul General Douglas George is participating in NAFTA's renegotiation, entering a seventh round of talks. President Donald Trump has made the assertion NAFTA is unfair. If that's the case, I asked Mr. George, from his perspective, what are the disparities?
The president has often said that U.S. is running a trade deficit with Canada. Using American statistics for 2016, which is the last year with full data, the U.S. is actually running a small surplus with Canada when you look at trade in goods and services. If you look at trade in manufactured goods, the U.S. is running a very large surplus with Canada. The disparities, I don't think NAFTA is unfair. I think it's dated. It's 24 years old, and it needs to be brought up to date. When we negotiated NAFTA, and I've used this line before, Amazon was a big river somewhere in South America. Now, if you say Amazon, you think of the company and its global reach. But there's nothing on the digital economy in the current NAFTA. It's a chapter we're negotiating, and it's one we've made a great deal of progress on and is probably close to closing. But that's just one of many examples of how NAFTA needs to be brought up to date. It needs to be modernized. It really is. When we negotiated it, it was the most modern, forward-looking agreement at the time. But it's now out of date, and we need to change it. We need to bring it up to speed. I think what we need to do is set ourselves up not to deal with problems that may have been created 24 years ago, but to set ourselves up for where we're going to be in the next 25 years. Where do you want your kids and grandkids working? Do you want to do things that will bring the auto industry, keep it in North America, and allow it to be the leader it always has been? Or are you going to put in place policies that might chase some jobs to China or elsewhere in the world? I don't think it's unfair. I think it's been fair to all three of us.
NAFTA is the largest trading bloc in the world. As Mr. George explains it, the three countries make up 7% of the world's population, commanding 25% of the world's gross domestic product. Patrick Center, WGVU News.